And a good Tuesday morning. Welcome into In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. It is a great day for our community, and that is because it is a great day for the Kansas United Way, which helps so much in our community. And we have some guests joining us here, and we'll have some more guests coming up later in the hour. Well, we'll start things off with Tara Clausen, the CEO here with Kansas United Way. Good morning, Tara.
Good morning, Brandon. Thanks for having us today.
We are so glad we could do so. And I know it's a very important day for you today because it is the launch of the 2021 campaign. You're kicking it off.
We are. Today's our kickoff day. And as so many of us realize, in the world that we're living in with COVID and our desire to protect our population, this year we're going virtually. So we're pleased to be on the radio and in focus this morning, and we'll be sharing our message throughout the day on our YouTube channel and also on our Facebook and social media pages.
All right, and then encourage a lot of folks to tune in and check that out as much as you can here today. There's so much good that the United Way does. I thought maybe, though, we start by introducing your new campaign champion.
We are so thrilled to have Lyle join us this year as our campaign champion. What an incredible advocate for our community over the last many years, representing the Chamber of Commerce and now representing our state through efforts in navigating through COVID and getting back on our feet. So I'm pleased and excited to share with the community that today Lyle Butler is joining us, and he is our 2021 campaign champion. Lyle, thanks for joining us today.
Well, thanks, Brandon and Tara. It's quite an honor, and I was extremely pleased to be asked, and it's good to be back on In Focus, Brandon. So when I used to do my weekly or monthly chamber events, but today it's great to be here representing the Kansas United Way, and I just think that the United Way, I have a little bit of history with United Way, and that in three communities that I've lived in and worked in, I've been extremely involved in all three of the United Ways. And it's because I believe very passionately in the work that they do and the agencies that are underneath each of the United Ways that I've had the opportunity to be a board chair, to be a campaign chair in this community and in another community. And I just can't stress the importance of living united, because that's how we improve our community. And you can tell when you go into a community which communities really support themselves and the people in them, because it creates a wonderful quality of life. And Manhattan and this region that is served by the Kansas United Way certainly has been a very generous community and continues to exhibit that. So I'm proud to lead in a community that does that. But because of the difficult times that we're all in, it's important that we really take a moment to sit back and kind of focus where we are and what our needs are. And I think one of the things for me personally is that when we work together in our community, we can literally get down and strengthen one neighborhood at a time in our region. And then when that occurs, you can really see the improvement of the quality of life. And so I just would like to take a moment to encourage individuals as well as businesses to challenge themselves this year. If you're already a contributor to Kansas United Way, then we thank you from the bottom of our heart. And maybe this year you can increase that gift that your business gives and can work very hard with your employees to get them. I was very proud for many years at the Chamber that my entire staff contributed to the United Way, and I think they continue to do that. And so those are the kinds of things that make a difference in the community. But if you're not associated with a business and want to make an individual contribution, there are many ways to do that. So I just think that the thing that is very important is United Way touches hundreds and thousands of people each and every year in our community. And without their support, the quality of life in our community would not be what it is today. So first of all, thank you. Second, we need people to step up this year. And again, Manhattan and the counties that surround us that are part of the Kansas United Way have demonstrated the ability to do that over and over again. And we look forward to a very, very successful campaign this year.
Well, Tara, you certainly got somebody who's very well invested here in the Manhattan community. I know he knows a lot about the business community here. It sounds like you'll be able to really grow some connections more than likely this year.
We hope so. What a year for growth, but the opportunity to join us in making a difference for all of our community members is more needed than ever. So we're so grateful for Lyle's leadership in the community and really look forward to making some of those new connections and really helping people understand the power of their donation and how joining their efforts together with other community members really becomes a strong and powerful impact to support the education, financial stability, and health of all of our community members.
Let's talk a little bit about why the United Way and what why people should consider giving, because I know you have so many agencies under your umbrella.
We do. Our campaign efforts this year will support over 20 social service agencies and partners with us that really come together and join efforts to create programming and create change for all of our community members. We focus on tough issues like family, financial stability, academic success, both our physical and mental health. And so to bring those partners together to be able to have open conversations and create sustainable change to make a difference long-term in our community is really vital. And I think the pandemic has really been able to bring that to the forefront. You know, so many of us probably never envisioned that we would be in a position to maybe have higher stress with reduced hours or making tough decisions based on our income being adjusted due to the stay-at-home orders. And so now more than ever, you know, we've all seen how closely and how quickly that can touch our lives. And to be able to join us and live united through that effort is going to be a powerful message to not only to our friends and neighbors, but throughout our community to provide those strong resources.
We're joined by Kansas United Way guests here this morning. And I want to step away just a moment. We do have a phone call. Dave has potted them up. Good morning. You're on In Focus.
Good morning. Before you get too far into the weeds here, I wanted to state, I met Mr. Butler, I think, about the first week he was in Manhattan, Kansas. And I have never, ever, ever heard anyone say anything derogatory about him. And we all need to thank him for the growth we've had in Manhattan. If he wouldn't have been here, there's a lot of businesses we wouldn't have. I know we've bought some in, some gone, but that's not his problem. That's their problem. But I just wanted to say he's working for the bank now, and now with the United Way. He needs to relax and take a little time off, too. So, Lyle, you've done a great, great job. Thank you very kindly.
Well, I'm very humbled by that caller, and I appreciate the very kind words. Look forward to continuing to, I've always said that my mentor in Manhattan is C. Clyde Jones, because when he retired, he is still going strong in our community and doing so many good things. And I just think that's what makes an area and a region great, is when you have people willing to step forward and to volunteer and to make things happen in our community. And I'm very fortunate to have been in Manhattan for 20 years now. And I retired about a year and a half ago, but I've jumped into many other things, including United Way. And so it's just very important. And I hope that people will even though it is a more difficult time, and it is a different time, that we'll move forward continue to show this region how we feel about it and to contribute. And a lot of people say, well, I don't know what to contribute, but any amount is appreciated. $1, $1,000, whatever you as an individual or a business can do is just so important. And again, I want to stress that the United Way, when you look at the volunteers in United Way and you look at the contributors of United Way and you look at the agencies and their volunteers and you look at all the people that have been served, it would be in the thousands, many, many, many thousands. And I think that that is important for us to continue to support the Kansas United Way so we can continue to reach out and help make our community a better place.
Absolutely. Well, and, you know, obviously COVID-19 is really impacting a lot of stuff right now. And Lyle, I know you're involved on the state task force and helping with that as well. You're wearing a lot of hats right now, but it really kind of shows the need just hasn't stopped and it's even increased this year.
Definitely, Brandon. You know, I've been in a unique position to serve on the governor's task force, SPARK committee. And so I've had the opportunity to see how tremendous the needs are across the entire state. And so when I bring it back to our local community and in our local region, the importance of the volunteer efforts and the importance of our agencies are more important than ever in this time. And I think that I hope that people will be energized to support Kansas United Way this year so that we can continue not only to help as we have done in the past, but we can do it even more. And so the need is just tremendous. So I ask people to challenge themselves. If they're already a United Way supporter, talk to people about United Way. When I was 27 years old, back many, many years ago in Dodge City, Kansas, someone sat down with me and explained to me what United Way was. And ever since that point, my wife and I have been contributors financially to United Way and volunteering for United Way and agencies. And it's just an important part of our community, as I've said. And so Tara will give all the different ways that people can get involved. I think that I would ask people to really think about what they could do to help the Kansas United Way this year.
All right.
Thanks, Lyle.
Yeah, you know, and Tara, I'll tell you what, let's take a break. We'll come back and let's go ahead and do some more of the ways people can get involved. And we'll talk to one of our community stakeholders as well. You're listening to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN.